Welcome back to the 2016 Portland Indo Expo. I'm Radical Russ here at the Cannabis Radio Desk, and joining us here, we've got Dan from Friendly Farms. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Friendly Farms sounds like the place to be.
It is.
Tell us about Friendly Farms. Which state are you in?
We're in California.
Oh, California's Friendly Farms. Yeah. Fantastic. Keep that mic close so we can hear
you.
Okay. So where in California?
Redding.
Redding, California. You know, a little piece of trivia about Redding. It is the first place you hit an In-N-Out burger as you're driving down I-5 from Portland.
I have heard that.
Exit 678A for those of you heading south on the I-5. All you truckers out there listening to us.
That's what Redding's known for, I guess.
I guess so. Well, it's also known as being in Northern California, where some mighty fine cannabis is grown.
It is. Yeah, we're right there on the... on the border of the Emerald Triangle there with the Humboldt, Mendocino.
Southern edge.
Yep.
So tell us what you are involved in. Is it medical grow, I assume?
We actually, we're not in a growing, we're a manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
We make extraction equipment for solventless extractions.
Oh, okay.
In fact, there's our bus over there.
I've been seeing that bus over there for a while. Looks like the one I went to school in.
So we all put our helmets on.
So, Friendly Farms isn't a farm.
It is in a kind of non-technical way. We don't, you know, we grow cannabis for our own use, but it's more of a, we have some honey here at the show.
Okay.
So, it's more of a traditional farm in that
gotcha.
Sense. But Friendly Farms really is, as a company, a manufacturer of equipment.
Okay, so equipment for solventless manufacturing. So are we talking ice water hash?
It is dry ice.
Dry ice, okay.
Dry ice, and in the system that's up on the stage over there that we were demoing yesterday, and we'll do a demo again today, is actually liquid CO2.
Okay.
So it's a kind of a faster process. Dry ice typically takes 10 to 15, maybe a little bit longer than that, maybe 18 minutes to process.
Okay.
2 or 3 pounds of trim. This takes about 3 minutes to process.
Wow.
And dry ice has a tendency, it's a tumbler, so the dry ice, when you're using that, it has a tendency to crush the material a little bit, so you tend to get a little green, where the liquid CO2, you don't have that problem. You know, when you put your trim in, and you run the process, and you open it back up. All the little budlets and everything all stay together. So you get a much golder product out of it.
Okay. And you know, when we're at this event, it's this big commercial event. Are we talking about products that are designed for these big mega producers, or is this something a home guy might just produce for himself?
We have dry ice tumblers for the home guy, and we have much like 3.5 cubic foot versions for the larger.
Yeah.
Companies, yeah.
So when did you get started doing this?
Oh, goodness. We started actually as a company about 5 years ago. We were looking to put testing equipment in the dispensaries.
Okay.
So that they could collect the data, upload it to our servers. That's where we started. The wheels kind of fell off that, and we kind of fell into this whole extraction process because at that time, people were burning their trim. They were throwing it away. It was garbage, you know, and there was no way to really effectively process it. So we thought that's an interesting opportunity to, you know, develop something that people can use.
That's interesting to me because we don't often hear the stories of people who jumped into the green rush and belly flopped and then had to reinvent, you know, how they're going to do this thing.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And then the rosin press, you know, that's just kind of blown up on the market lately.
Yeah.
And we're a very good match with that, especially the liquid CO2. The dry ice it comes out a little bit drier product.
Okay.
But the liquid CO2 comes out very fluffy. And so what's what we're demoing over there, when you do a rosin press, it just squirts. So you've got this entire solventless process, which is something that we've been very adamant about. You know, California's a medical state. So all the standards that we do in terms of production are built around the medical, you know, right out. So you don't want to have any, you don't want to be introducing weird stuff into people's medicine.
Yeah, well, for anybody. Healthy or not, why would you want to have butane in your lungs?
Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't going to say the B word, but
yeah. Yeah, no, I'll say it for you. I come from old school where you had finger hash and bubble hash. And,
right.
You know, old school methods of concentration. And Oregon's laws are interesting with regard to that, because under Oregon law, the only thing that's an extract is anything made with hydrocarbon or high heat and pressure, the supercritical CO2. But you know, ice water hash, dry ice hash, rosin press, that's concentrate. We right. can have an ounce of extract. We can have a pound of concentrate.
Wow.
So if you're looking to expand, Oregon might be the place
right.
to be.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We don't really have much of a footprint here. We've been in Colorado a lot. It is, you know, this is a I love this area, for one.
Yeah.
I really do. So, yeah.
Right on. So before you got into this, into the cannabis movement, what was your background? What kind of business were you into?
Me personally, I'm the marketing guy. So I had a business, Red Hot Media Productions in Reading, that I do web design
okay.
and video production. Before that, I was in Silicon Valley doing simulations for the tech industry.
Okay.
So I had a big background in tech and a big background in all the internet stuff. So.
More fun in this industry?
No.
No.
This industry is more fun.
Yeah, okay. Right on. Well, so glad to have you here talking to us from Friendly Farms. And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that? Online, you know, Facebook and stuff?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. I don't remember exactly, but I think that's our URL. It's just Friendly Farm, facebook.com.
Friendly Farm. Yeah.
And then our website's www.friendly.farm.
No, oh, because they have those new addresses now. Friendly dot
farm. You always have to sell people dot farm, period. No dot com.
Nothing else. You're done. That's going to take some getting used to, but I think people will.
Yeah.
Friendly dot farm. That's it. You have to have that pause at the end, right?
Yeah.
Dan, thanks for stopping in here.
Absolutely.
And have yourself a great show.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll be back with more interviews here from the 2016 Portland Indo Expo right after this.